Welcome to worship here at St. Luke's Lutheran Church. Or as someone greeted me this morning, welcome to London. I wasn't expecting the fog. And no, I didn't bring it back with me from California either. But I'm glad to see all of you here. We do have a few announcements. First, our volunteers for the food pantry are Peggy Bjerke and Mary Lett. Tuesday, we will not be having Bible study, but just to let you know what we are doing, we're working out of this little book by Jim Sabala, When God's People Pray. So if you want to find ways to enhance your prayer life, please join us for Bible study Tuesdays at 10 a.m., but not this coming Tuesday. So think about it for next week. Wednesday at 8 a.m., the men's breakfast will be here. At 5:30, we have youth group. And at 6:30, I'm planning on confirmation if I have people who want to be confirmed. So we'll see about that. Thursday at 10 a.m., I'm planning to restart the Bible study over at the UCC. We are working our way through the Bible from beginning to end. And at 2 p.m. on Thursday, the bell choir will be practicing. Next Sunday is the council meeting. And I have wanted to acknowledge people who are having birthdays and anniversaries, but I failed to ask Jean to provide me with the list. So is anyone here having a birthday or an anniversary in October?
Scott.
Scott. Anyone else?
There's three of us in
there
our family.
There are three in your family.
My husband, my daughter, and myself.
Okay.
And our daughter. We're all the same week.
In the same week. Well, that makes it convenient for partying, right? Just one large party. So let us pray for those who are having birthdays this month. Yes. Do we have any others?
Connie.
Everyone's pointing at you, Connie. All right, let's pray for those who will be having birthdays this month. Good and gracious God, we call upon you to bless those who are going to be having birthdays this month. Just please fill them with your grace and your love and your mercy as they begin another year. Just fill them with that expectation that this will be a wonderful year as they follow in your footsteps, O Lord. Just be with them and care for them in the upcoming year. We ask all things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Do we have any anniversaries? If anyone acknowledges it, we'll pray for them too. All right.
Pastor.
Yes, Connie.
I'd like to just I want to thank God that I had five kids down there in Florida right in the middle of that. And all of them are doing okay.
Good.
Some of them had damage done, but they're okay. And I'd like to thank God for that.
Yes, we do need to praise God for that. Thank you for that message. And we need to keep all those who have been affected down in Florida, those who are experiencing flooding because of the storm, the hurricane, just let's keep them in our prayers, and there will be disaster relief, and we'll be talking about that probably next week. Are there any other announcements? If not, let us join together in the confession and forgiveness. Please stand as you're able. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and uphold us by your Spirit so that we may live and serve you in newness of life through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us join together in our gathering song, O Master, Let Me Walk With You, number 818. Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Benevolent, merciful God, when we are empty, fill us. When we are weak in faith, strengthen us. When we are cold in love, warm us, that with fervor we may love our neighbors and serve them for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
God speaks to us in scripture, reading, preaching, and song. The first reading is from the first and second chapters of Habakkuk, in the oracle that the prophet Habakkuk saw. O Lord, how long shall I cry for help, and you will not listen? Or cry to you violence, and you will not save? Why do you make me see wrongdoing and look at trouble? Destruction and violence are before me. Strife and contention rise. So the law becomes sick and justice never prevails. The wicked surrounds the righteous. Therefore judgment comes forth perverted. I will stand at my watchpost and station myself on the rampart. I will keep watch to see what he will say to me and what he will answer concerning my complaint. Then the Lord answered me and said, write a vision, make it plain on tablets so that a runner may read it. For there is still a vision for the appointed time. It speaks of the end and does not lie. If it seems to tarry, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. Look at the proud. Their spirit is not right in them, but the righteous live by their faith. Word of the Lord. Let us read Psalm 37 responsively. Do not be provoked by evildoers. Do not be jealous of those who do wrong.
For they shall soon wither like the grass, and like the green grass fade away.
Put your trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and find a safe pasture.
Take delight in the Lord, who shall give you your heart's desire.
Commit your way to the Lord. Put your trust in the Lord and see what God will do.
The Lord will make your vindication as clear as the light, and the justice of your case like the midday sun.
Be still before the Lord and wait patiently. Do not be provoked by the one who prospers and the one who succeeds in evil schemes.
Refrain from anger. Leave rage alone. Do not be provoked. It leads only to evil.
For the evildoers shall be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord shall possess the land. The second reading is from the first chapter of 2 Timothy. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, for the sake of the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my beloved child, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I am grateful to God, whom I worship with a clear conscience, as my ancestors did, when I remember you constantly in my prayers, night and day. Recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that lived first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now, I'm sure, lives in you. For this reason, I remind you to rekindle the gift of God that is within you through the laying of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. Do not be ashamed, then, of the testimony about the Lord or of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel, relying on the power of God, who saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace. This grace was given to us in Christ Jesus before the ages began, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. For this gospel I was appointed as a herald and an apostle and a teacher, and for this reason I will suffer as I do. But I am not ashamed, for I know the one in whom I have put my trust, and I am sure that he is able to guard until that day what I have entrusted in him. Hold to the standard of sound teaching that you have heard from me, in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Guard the good treasure entrusted to you with the help of the Holy Spirit living in us. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to Luke, the 17th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave, who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here at once and take your place at the table'? Would you not rather say to him, 'Prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink. Later you may eat and drink.' Do you thank the slave for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, 'We are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. All right, I have pieces of paper. I need to pass them out to everyone. Everyone needs a yellow piece of paper and a white piece of paper. Do I have someone who's willing to hand these out? Yes, that means I'm going to put you to work. Interactive sermon time. And there should be little pencils. Now hold on to those. I'll tell you what to do with them. So with any luck, you have pencils or you have pens. So toward the end, I'll tell you what to do. I'm not going to be asking you to write your life history or anything like that on them. It's okay. Make sure you take one for, or one of each for yourselves, too.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I'll take it back here.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. The apostles said to our Lord, "Increase our faith." And once again, he must have said, they are asking the wrong question. Because he said, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey. In another one of the Gospels, we were told about the size of a mustard seed. We know it is a very small seed. Very small. And that it grows into a large bush. I've read several commentators who talk about and argue about what this mustard was. But the bottom line is, this mustard is a weed. If you had faith the size of a weed seed. Now, how many of you are gardeners? What likes to grow best, the seed that you planted or the weed? The weed. How diligent do you have to be in uprooting the weeds?
Every day.
Every day. How about dandelions?
Oh, my word.
Oh, my word, it says Anne. Yes, because you can lop the top off of them, and what happens? They keep coming back over and over and over again. And why? Why does cutting the top off a dandelion do no good in eradicating that weed?
The roots don't grow.
Exactly. They have very, very deep roots. And you have to dig out the root, or it keeps coming back. So, think of it this way. If you had faith the size of a very small weed seed, what does that mean? It endures, exactly, that it grows deep roots, that it is hard to eradicate. Does your faith feel like that? Does it feel like it has those deep roots? Now I hear silence.
Well, it probably does if it keeps back. If it keeps you going all the time and you believe in it.
Exactly. Exactly. Think about all the things that we endure every day. And then the big traumas that we endure. As you are probably aware, I just came from back-to-back conferences. I know it sounded like a good idea to put First Call Theological at the very back end as soon as the theological conference ended, dealing with trauma, individual and collective trauma and its impact on individuals and congregations. And then at the very back of that, as soon as one ended, the other began as we talked about diversity, equity, and inclusion. And I listened to stories of trauma and hurt and pain that have been caused because of COVID, because of death, because of. And I thought, and the thing is, you have gone through all of this and you are still here. What does that say about your faith? What does that say about your endurance and your resilience? It says we have faith at least the size of a tiny weed seed that endures despite all that happens to us. So, if we have that tiny bit of faith, what more faith do we need? According to our gospel lesson, that's all that we need. Is that tiny bit of faith. Because it's not about the quantity of our faith. It is in whom do we have faith? In whom do we place our trust? And what do we do with the faith that we have? When you look back on our first reading, we are told the righteous live by faith. As the prophet said, look at the proud. Their spirit is not right in them. But the righteous live by their faith. The proud do not have the right spirit because their trust is in themselves and the righteous trust in whom? The Almighty. Exactly. The Almighty trust in God. And even if it's just a little bit of faith, a little bit of trust, that's all that is needed, as long as our trust is in God. And so what do we do with that little bit of faith? We grow. We don't keep it buried. We step out in faith. We step out in trust, believing that God is with us, believing that God is going to help us to continue to endure. When you look at our second reading, the writer of that epistle said, "But I am not ashamed, for I know the one in whom I have put my trust, and I am sure that he is able to guard until that day what I have entrusted to him," stating he's placed his faith in God and knows that God is faithful. So this is when it's time to look at those pieces of paper. There are different colors because I want you to do different things with them. With the white one, what I would like you to do is to find a pen or pencil and write on this white one one thing that you need to do in your life to step out in faith. One thing that you need to do in your life to step out in faith. How do you live out that small weed seed of faith? So you can just write a few words. This particular one is for you. The other one is for me. Because on your other piece of paper, which I would like you to write, is what do we as a church need to do to step out in faith? What do we as a faith community need to do to step out in that little weed seed of faith? And that one I would like you to drop into the collection plates on your way out, because I'd like to hear your thoughts about what we need to do as God's church. How do we show each other and the world that we have placed our trust in our Almighty God? Having placed our faith in that Almighty God, what do we need to do to step out in faith? Our gospel lesson ends with a rather sobering statement. So when you've done all that you were ordered to do, say, "We are worthless slaves. We've done only what we ought to have done." That's difficult for us to think of. But it's reminding us is that all that we have comes from God. All that we have needs to be used in service to God through service to our neighbor. Our lives are to be spent that way as well. And at the end, if we can come before God and say we've done only what we ought to have done. We placed our trust in you. We put our faith in you. We've done everything that you've asked us to do. I believe that our God's message to us will be, and well done, good and faithful servant. Amen. Let us join together in our hymn of the day, We Walk by Faith, number 635. Confess our faith, that little weed seed of faith, using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. As scattered grains of wheat are gathered together into one bread, so let us gather our prayers for the church, those in need, and all of God's good creation. We pray for your holy church in every place and for those who serve following the example of Christ. Help them to live by faith and walk by the light of your gospel. God of grace, hear our prayer. For parts of the world ravaged by natural disaster, especially Florida and Puerto Rico. Relieve those affected by floods, wildfires, droughts, earthquakes, tornadoes, and hurricanes. God of grace, hear our prayer. For every nation and for those entrusted with authority, grant our leaders self-discipline in all things and inspire them with love for your people. God of grace, hear our prayer. For victims of violence, abuse, and neglect, heal those who have been harmed and protect those who are vulnerable. For all who are sick, especially those on our prayer chain, and those that we name aloud in the quietness of our hearts. God of grace, hear our prayer. For this and every congregation, rekindle your gifts within your people and inspire councils, committees, and individuals to plan and work together that all may know your love. God of grace, hear our prayer. In thanksgiving that you have abolished death, and for the saints who have died, bring us all to eternal life with you. God of grace, Hear our prayer. Gathered together in the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, gracious God, we offer these and all our prayers to you through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share with one another a sign of that peace. And we thank you for continuing to step out in faith by sending your offering to the church or giving through online banking. Let us join together in our offertory give thanks. It is in what we affectionately refer to as Bob. And it's number 65.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. Because it is the first Sunday of the month, we are having communion at the rail. Please come forward at the instruction of the ushers.
Thank you.
with one another in accordance with Christ Jesus. Amen. God of hope, fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God of all grace, bless you now and forever.
Amen.
Let us join together in our sending song, Lord, dismiss us with your blessing, number 545.